Welcome to Inside the Art House, the go-to destination for cinephiles and the number one place for art house cinema and filmmaker conversations. Each week, today's most visionary filmmakers pull back the curtain on the art of cinema, sharing how stories are made and why they matter. Hosted by Greg Lemley of the legendary Lemley Theaters, a family that shaped the movie business for over a century, and Raphael Sparge, actor and award-winning director. Together, they explore the creative process, the struggles, and the triumphs behind the camera and the bold ideas shaping film today. From indie debuts, documentaries, to international art house cinema, Inside the Art House dives deep into a world where passion meets craft and where the love of film lives loud. Inside the Art House, conversations with today's most visionary filmmakers. Listen or watch wherever you get your podcasts.
I must admit, the seasonal rituals of this world do have their charms. I just spent a morning throwing pumpkins filled with sweaters and leaves that I soaked in scalding hot cider at passersby from an Uber. You should have heard their screams of appreciation. What's this? A group of men have a podcast? Tell the presses to continue as usual. Your favorite doctors from the Super Ego Clinic of Analytical Science are back, and this time they're working for free. Super Ego Season 5 is being released into the world for free on Wednesday, October 9th. A whole season of wild improvised sketches from Matt Gourley, Paul F. Tompkins, Mark McConville, and Jeremy Carter is coming out from behind the paywall for everyone to hear. Many of these guys have been on this production repeatedly, but every life is allowed a few oops moments. Super Ego Season 5, Wednesday, October 9th, with special appearances from Andy Daly, Mary Holland, Lauren Lapkus. The list continues until it eventually concludes. It's funny and it's free, so subscribe to Super Ego now in your favorite podcast app. And now, remember, we've left the tavern behind and have the entire world of Foon to explore. So that means we're usually on a boat. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Oh, yeah, baby. It is our fifth annual Chunt for the Red October. Usor, is that right? Fifth?
I believe that is correct, yes.
Wow, time flies. Well, I'm so excited. My name is Chunt the Shapeshifter. I am currently in badger form, although I can turn into anything I want. Joining here is my co-host, Eggy Baby, which is my giant egg I have as a result from my husband exploding. And joining me, as always, for every Chunt for the Red October, one of my best friends, my boon companion, the best wizard there is, Usidor Nabu.
Well, thank you for those kind words, Chunt. It's such a pleasure to see you.
And
to make it clear to listeners, this is not an episode of Get Nuts.
Yes. Oh, we should be clear. This is... Oh, hello. No, welcome.
What I think it's... Hi from the...
Magic. This very table.
Castle? From the magic table.
My friend, what have you been up to?
Well, actually, I'm glad you asked. Mm-hmm. For not too long ago, we met my sweet lady love, Genlevia the Red! And I was so upset that she had formed a wizard's guild without me. I have sent missives out to all the ends of Foon, little birds with messages, to form my own wizard's guild. I shall pull away Eunice the Ekru. I shall pull away Jamilius the Mauve. I shall recruit Blort the Brown and Telephus the White. I may even reach out to Spintax back on Earth. And then, a great meeting of wizards under Usador's command. That'll show her.
Yeah. Hey, buddy, are you bitter, or...?
No, I don't care that they're doing it without me. Mm-hmm. That's fine. If they can... Here's the thing. If they don't want to join my guild, they can be in her guild, and they can do their own thing. I don't care. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to do my thing.
Yeah. And I'm going to real quick draw a frowny face on Eggy Baby, just because I'm trying to get people to recognize Eggy Baby as a co-host. Yes. So I'm just trying to draw different sort of emotions. And like,
Chunt, I am so sorry. I don't often pay attention to Eggy Baby.
Yeah, neither do I. Sometimes I forget they're there.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's not fair. Yeah. This is in a crucial time in development where our attention should be focused on singing to your leg. Let's do it right now.
Singing to the egg?
Ara la la thun ta la la
Aliyadiyavalof. Odinya. O Taliya. Landafaliyam.
That was beautiful.
It's one of my favorite Elvish lullabies.
Oh, that was beautiful, buddy. Thank you so much. Let me turn this frown upside down. All right.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, now it's just two eyes and like a unibrow. I should let me erase the frown.
There you go.
Now I'll draw a smile. That seems more apropos.
Wonderful. What about you? What have you been up to lately?
Oh, boy. Well, I was working in the bar late last night when a big old bump gave me an evil fright.
Oh, no.
I think we hit something on the boat. So I looked overboard, and I saw a creature flailing in the water.
Oh.
And in just a moment, I'm going to go down to the bar and grab him and have him on as a guest. Do you know where Arnie's at?
I think he's trying to learn bear.
Oh, okay.
Roar! Roar! Roar!
That is definitely wrong.
Roar.
He told me he was practicing lyrics by Katy Perry.
Roar! Roar!
Hey, Arnie.
Oh, hey, sorry.
Are you singing Katy Perry, or are you learning bear?
Oh, no, I'm... All week I've been trying to practice to learn bear so I can talk to all the bears that
also,
sort of run this ship. Or as they might say, rar?
I don't think so. We're doing the podcast right now. You're doing your podcast, not our podcast.
Okay.
Speaking of the bears, Bug just popped up next to you.
What? Hey, Bug! Sorry. Rawr?
And it went back down.
Yeah, I don't know.
There must be an inflection you're getting wrong, or
I don't know. I mean, I gotta be honest, it's not easy for an adult to learn another language anyway at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Your brain is just not as receptive to those things. But also, like, there's just a bunch of bears on this ship, and I'm trying to communicate with them, and I can't, they're just sort of roaring at me, and I don't have, like, any place to start.
I'm sure they appreciate the effort. Do you understand what they're saying? Are you starting to pick up some of it? Even if you can't say things or express yourself, are you starting to hear bear language?
Not even a little bit. No, it's just like, I know they have names because, Chunt, you've told me.
Yes.
And I think I know, like, which one is Bug, which one is Treadwell, which one is Jeffrey,
Jeffrey.
Well, you know, I don't have the same relationship with Jeffrey.
Of course.
I can't call him
Jeffy. Of course, you know Corduroy.
And Corduroy, the bartender.
Yeah. Arnie, I do want to ask you to be careful, just because, I don't know if we've told you about this, in Foon, there's a thing called Duolingo, which is if you try and speak another language and you don't do it well or properly, then you can be challenged to a duel.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
What are the warning signs that a bear wants to challenge me to a duel?
What are the warning signs?
They'll sort of stand up on their back legs.
Yeah. Draw a weapon.
Check.
And they'll draw a weapon.
Lunge at you.
They
might take off a glove and smack you in the face.
Yes.
If they're wearing gloves.
Sometimes they draw on charcoal, sometimes in pencil.
Mm-hmm.
They aren't great artists, so it'll be a rough sketch of whatever that weapon is.
Yeah.
And then whatever weapon they draw, you have to go find that weapon.
And also sometimes if you're dueling, they'll yell draw, which means it's a tie.
Oh, so very complicated.
It's a very complicated process. So you don't want to
roar at me and like shit.
Okay. Yeah, shitting is a sign of aggression. So
yeah.
How do they shit? What kind of face are they making when they shit? Do they stare at you and point and like draw a line across their throat?
Yeah, do they do that thing where they point at their eyes and then point at you and then point at their eyes
and then
point
they point
at you,
to the shit and shove it in their mouth and say like that's you,
right.
You go in my mouth.
They
like
just
the shit,
sometimes they like eat a little bit of it. Guys, these are bears.
But does it seem directed? I think that's what we're trying to get
to.
Yeah,
what's the intent behind what's the subtext to the shit?
I mean,
Jeffrey does
make intense eye contact with me when he's just shitting.
Okay,
down.
He does
that's
that with everyone. Yeah, no,
yeah.
Jeffrey does that with everyone.
Yeah, that's his.
It's
problem.
A dominance thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just trying to better myself.
Yeah.
You know, I realize like I should try to learn bear. I've got to get closer to my goal of having invisible hands. These are things I need to work on. Hey, fuck you.
Fuck you.
Someday I am gonna have invisible hands.
Boys. Arnie, do you know the bear alphabet? Can you teach us maybe the
I know R.
Arnie, it's Chunt for Red October. There's no time to fool around.
Yeah, this is a time
it's
for...
It's Chunt for Red October already?
I know. I was like, what is this, our second? It's our fifth one, I believe.
I can't believe we're still doing that.
Bonkers, right?
Yeah.
That's a good joke.
Don't reduce it. Like, Chunt, I know this is very important to you. It's not a joke. I
was
going to
say it's a good job, and I started to choke up, and then I did a portmanteau.
Yeah, I know you find it very important to raise... blood for a vampire vampires, yeah. I think.
Vampires or any creatures. I also must say, just because somebody on Twitter is going to at me, I did recognize that Arnie said important right after I said portmanteau and portmanteau. I get it. Great. Moving on. Yeah, I love to raise...
Was someone going to... Is that the thought process?
Yes. Anytime I use my hour on your phone now, I go on Twitter and people are just... It's not even like... You know, we do like hour-long episodes and someone will listen to an hour-long episode and just say, missed that one.
Oh, is this... Is this when we complain about things that people tweeted us?
Yes.
Okay, great. I have seen this video of people baking skulls shaped like pizzas.
Me too, and I can't stress enough. Keep sending those videos.
No, please stop.
Keep sending them to Usador.
Tweet them only at Usador. Don't even use the Magic Tavern hashtag at sign. There's no time. Just at Usador.
All right. Well,
yes. Fine. And Arnie, as you mentioned earlier, Chunt for October is an important time of year. It is my charity where I raise blood for vampires. I've also helped out in the past werewolves and mummies.
Spooky Halloween type things.
I don't know what that means.
What do you mean?
Earth people are loving it, probably.
But, as I mentioned, I was working in the bar late last night when a big old bump gave me an evil fright. And so I think our
boat... A bump of what?
Like the boat moved, so like we hit like, something.
Oh, I see. I thought you were talking about doing Morglorb or something.
Oh, no, I don't. You don't take that through your nose. That would be silly.
No, don't stop trying.
Arnie.
That's just going to distract me from getting invisible hands.
Ugh.
Can we sell Morglob in the merch store?
I don't know if that's legal. First, how do we get that drug to Earth? It's got to be difficult.
NRS.
Also, there's got to be legal restrictions around that. And I am trying very hard to get Jessica Wethole's magic hair love into our merch store. Obviously, as we all know, that's the wonderful shampoo I've been using that the tree wench makes from squash testicles.
Yes. Oh, yes, of course.
As you can see, my hair, I mean, this was weeks ago, and my hair still looks amazing.
We cannot stress enough. If this is your first episode, she gave herself that name.
Very true. Very true.
But let me grab this poor creature that we ran over. Just so you know, he's slightly injured. Also, just to put it out there, he mentioned he is a creature from the Lackluster Lagoon. So I don't think he's used to being on adventures. I don't think he's used to, you know. So
what is he doing out at sea?
I don't know. I don't know a ton about him, but that's why I thought to interview him.
Oh.
So let me, Chorley, come on up here. Let me carry him. Okay.
Hello.
Oh.
This is Chorley.
Chorley Bensmore.
Hello, Chorley.
Hello.
Yeah, thanks so much for being on the podcast.
Thank you.
Oh, Chorley.
I'm really injured.
Oh, that's okay. Chorley, can I call you Chorles?
I suppose.
Can I ask, did you talk like that before you were hit by the boat?
I've always spoken in this way.
Oh, good.
Thank goddesses.
Yeah.
It does appear that you have a bit of a limp, though.
Yes, I was scraped by the barnacles under your ship, and I'm very injured. I'm probably going to require medical attention.
Oh.
It's going to cost many gold pieces to see some physician.
Do you drink blood, probably? You're a spooky creature? Like, Trent, you got lots of blood for him, right?
Yeah, can we give you some blood?
Probably need blood.
Okay.
Also have a healing rock here.
Yeah.
Where is it?
We can't heal our problems away. Here, take some blood. Here's a jar of blood and another jar of blood.
I can't find it anywhere.
I'll have to find some way to infuse it into my body.
Maybe. Is he not a blood drinker?
I don't know. So you're some sort of creature from the Lackluster Lagoon.
Yes.
What kind of creature are you?
I'm a seafaring creature, yes. But I'm a half man, half amphibian.
Oh, how
interesting.
Yeah.
And another half fish.
Okay.
Well, that checks out. Sounds right to me.
You must enjoy living in a lagoon and traveling through the sea, but how do you spend your days? Do you just travel about and look at the beautiful world of Foon, or do you have some occupation that keeps you busy?
I am a sub-minion.
Ooh, I'm a dom. Oh. Oops, I should have let you finish.
Yes, I'm...
That conversation played out just as you imagine it would between a sub and a dom.
Yes. Not into that.
Well, that's all right. I'm sorry. You were saying...
I'm a sub-minion. Sub-minion of the Dark Lord.
Oh.
The Dark Lord.
Then you here face the forces of righteousness. who will strike you down if necessary.
Okay.
Yeah, don't pay attention to his wonky eye. He's powerful as fuck.
Yeah, right. We're good guys. We're against the Dark Lord, and someday I'm going to have invisible hands.
How? I'm in charge of the Dark Lord's estuaries.
Chorley's in charge? I don't think so.
I want Chorley in charge of me.
Well, that sounds like a goal.
Do you feel out of control?
I was zapped when that boat hit me.
Uh-huh.
And
I'm trying to think how far this can possibly go.
I've got to get back to my lovely wife, Joni.
Aw. Okay. Oh, happy days. These are the same.
Evil but married.
So you're in charge of what for the Dark Lord?
Estuaries.
So you run his stables? You run the horse part of his?
No.
Estuaries.
That's some other word. An estuary is where the fresh water meets the salty water, and it turns brackish. There's certain creatures that live in the brackish waters of an estuary. Some that...
And that has to be maintained?
Well, it has to be evaluated, and the Dark Lord is no dummy when it comes to the state of the natural world.
Hmm. And in what way evaluated? Are you reporting to someone with this information?
Well, you see, if perhaps there's too much rain one month, the river swells and it fills the waters, and the estuarial brackishness moves farther out to sea. And then the fresh water there, oh, the poor oysters. They're met with fresh water instead of salty water, and then they die.
So you rebalance the estuaries and add salt or take away salt.
Do you actively do anything?
So I have a supervisor who's a minion of the Dark Lord, and I'm a sub-minion. So I report to Carl, and then Carl...
Is Carl
in charge?
Carl is in charge of estuaries and moving bodies of water and tidal bodies of water. I'm specifically tasked with estuaries. And then Carl reports to then another...
Who does Carl... Yes.
Like a super minion, or...?
Yes, sort of. There's a hierarchy that I'm not... I've never actually met the Dark Lord, I must admit.
Oh. How many people would you say there are between you and the Dark Lord?
Me? I report to Carl. I know Carl is... got a regional manager.
Well, we should be writing this down. We are getting insight into the evil structure of the Dark Lord's organization. We should have like a board,
like
up on the wall. Yeah, and we should like draw pictures.
Put like red string from one to the
like
other.
Like Carl. Carl is above Chorles.
Yeah. Put like a picture with a question mark, and that's like some suspicious mystery creature.
So it's minions, and what's above minions?
A regional minion.
Regional minions. Okay.
And then, so there's regions and there's regions inside the areas. So there's an area minion.
Area minion.
And then the vice president of minions.
Reappear.
I know that sometimes I'll get a message and there's a fellow named Roderick copied on it.
Okay.
And I think he's the vice president of minions.
Of minions.
Yes.
So. I've also heard rumor there's dominant minions, there's dominions, and there's like, I don't know, 8 or 9 of those.
That's...
like expansions.
Some of the things that I get copied on, there's at least 4 other people there.
Okay. So you've just seen your own little corner of the organization.
Right. Estuaries are really a very niche type of biome. I know that I have some colleagues. There's the benthic guy, the photovoltaic, the area of the water that the light can reach. There's the coastal, tidal, and the coral. There's a guy who's just a coral guy.
Just a coral guy.
Arnie,
guy.
Arnie. Yeah? I think the Dark Lord sent this guy to just... overload us with information.
I know. I never realized the evil could be so banal.
That MSL's a coral guy.
Let's get to know him.
Okay.
And distract him from the information. Yeah. So, Chorley, what were you doing in the waters near our boat before we hit you?
I was visiting a school.
Just a school?
Okay. A school of mackerel.
Underwater?
An underwater school of mackerel, yes. They don't go above the water, usually.
Sure.
If they do, that's probably in a net.
Oh, yeah. Was this just for pleasure, or...
Or were you going to the Macklemore concert?
I was not going to the Macklemore concert.
Look, I'm not saying you were, it's okay. We're all poptimists here. We can, like...
4 years ago, I was humming Macklemore every day.
I only listen to...
There's no such thing as a guilty pleasure. Yeah. There's just pleasures.
Piss.
I only listen to Ryan Lewis's solo albums. I'm not big on Macklemore. Macklemore?
Oh, okay. Who's Ryan Lewis?
Yeah, who's Ryan Lewis?
Ryan Lewis. He's a guy I listen to.
Oh, okay. Have to check him out.
Some
yeah.
mandolin player.
Put that on the flowchart. Right?
Okay, yeah, yeah. Okay, where's this Ryan Lewis? He's
so you're
the key.
At a school.
I'm at a school Mackerel. Visiting. I was taking notes, preparing my weekly report. I have a report that I have to send up the chain to Carl, who then I imagine sends it to Roderick. It all of that data Roderick gets aggregated into the area minions report.
How much time during the day do you spend imagining what Roderick receives?
Every time I send something out, I say, I suppose this is going to get to Roderick's eyeballs sometime.
Charlie, do you have any idea of what use this information is to the Dark Lord's dastardly plans for all of Foon?
I don't have any idea. I know that as the oceans go we all. So it's really in the Dark Lord's best interest to make sure that our oceans are healthy as well.
Oh, I mean, that seems so positive.
I mean, he's evil, but he's no monster.
Oh.
Well, agree to disagree. He is both evil and a monster. Oh. And
also, you are a monster.
That's true.
And I'm certain that his interest in these bodies of water are in parts of some nefarious plan he's concocting to destroy the very water that you love and need to live.
Mm-hmm. And
I hope not.
For listeners, it's sort of paint a vivid picture. Can you just describe your appearance, please?
My appearance?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm about 220. 6'5", 4". I'm about 6'5", 4".
Look, I'm no math genius, but that all checks out to me.
And what are your interests? Like?
Oh, my interests?
Yeah.
Estuaries and what else? Let's see. It's I spend most of my days with estuaries, y'all.
Yeah.
It's a full-time gig.
And what are you looking for in a relationship?
Yeah.
Oh, Joni and I.
Oh.
We have a wonderful relationship. And
would you say Joni loves Chorley?
Yes. And Chorley loves Joni as well.
No, sounds better the way I said it.
It does. Sounds familiar.
What's like a perfect date for you and Joni?
Oh, me and Joni. We love like a nice dinner where you can see the land from your table.
Oh, sure.
You know?
Yeah. Like, and that's do you live underwater?
Yes. Okay. I mostly do. I am amphibious. Well, I'm half human, half amphibian, and half fish.
Half fish.
So that puts me...
You're pretty good all around.
A full two-thirds...
It's like a sampler appetizer.
...underwater.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Now, is Joni also amphibious?
She's not.
Oh.
She's 100% fish, baby. Oh, man.
She's all fish.
She's all fish. Ooh, Lord.
And what are your gills doing right now? Can you describe that?
Oh, that's arousal.
Oh.
Yeah, they're becoming engorged?
Yes. They turn rainbows, and you can't see the rainbows unless you're underwater, probably. I can't really see
them. And
that's
the medical term, is they turn rainbows?
Well, no. That's my term. I'm not a doctor. I'm sure there's a doctor term for that. I don't know. I need a doctor. I'm terribly injured.
Right. That's true.
Terribly injured.
And that's, real quick, that brings us to a segment we've been doing recently, which is not a doctor, which is where we go around and say if we're a doctor or not. I'm not a doctor.
I am not a cat. Not a doctor.
I am not a doctor, but I have many spells and powers and talismans that shall bring healing properties here to Foon. And much the way I shall heal the physical body, I shall also heal the plague that doth roll over this land. That plague of evil shall be smashed out by Usador.
Ooh, speaking of...
And his new wizard's guild.
Yeah, speaking of smashed out, how is your leg doing? Because you keep gesticulating wildly to it.
It's pretty torn up. Barnacles are sharp.
Oh, yeah.
You know, ironically, the salt water might help heal it if I got back in there.
Yeah, you look bad. Oh. You look real. Like, and also, whatever's going on with your face.
Hey, that's arousal.
Oh!
It takes a good 15 minutes to become unaroused.
His face is rainbows.
Yes.
15 minutes? Brag.
His face is rainbows. His gills is rainbows.
Yeah.
Legs
it's all
is rainbows.
Rainbows.
It's all rainbows.
Oh.
So would it help to throw you over the side of the ship back into the water? Would that heal you?
Possibly.
Hmm.
I'm no doctor, as previously stated.
Yes, but you have more information about yourself than we do at this point. Yes, so we're depending on you to see what would make you happy and feel better.
Yeah, this is a Chunt for Red October, so whatever we can provide for you, today's the day we do that.
You're lucky it's Chunt for Red October. Yes. Otherwise, I would have already smote thee.
I'm going to take these jars of blood and sell those already. I know I'm going to do that, and that'll help pay for my doctor bills.
Well, if you need to, you know, make ends meet by selling some stuff, I also have some jars of clay if you want to sell some of those.
Oh, boy.
Who would want those?
Some very niche jars. I feel like there's a certain subsect that...
I might prefer, like, a puddle of mud.
Okay.
To a jar of clay.
Not practical, though. That's the only thing.
Yeah, you can't really tote a puddle with you.
Yeah. That's true. So, are you working for the Dark Lord? Aren't you not insured to have, like, help when you get hurt?
The Dark Lord does not give bennies. It's not a very progressive organization, is what I'd say. You know what I'd say to you, sir, Usador?
What's that?
Smote that fella, and I'll be able to, you know, collect unemployment.
You mean... You truly would be willing to join mine quest to destroy evil wherever it doth hide?
Yes.
I have someone on the inside.
Guys, when we get this board on this wall, this is going to be big.
It's going to be so big.
Charlie, can I ask you a question?
Go.
And this might not make any sense to you. Are you willing to wear a wire?
That doesn't make any sense to me.
What does that accomplish?
I am allergic to copper.
Okay, so, Usador, I know we only have so many microphones, but if there was some way that you could magically copy one of these microphones and we can hide it somewhere on Chorley's body, he can get dirt on Carl.
Well, we could hide it in his gills, but I'm afraid to keep him aroused all the time.
Why get dirt on Carl when we have jars of clay?
Well, no, look, if we can then turn Carl, then... Carl goes and gets Roderick.
Carl's an a-hole.
Yeah, once we got Roderick on the line.
How are we getting them by recording them?
We're going to get them to say incriminating thing, I guess. You're just blatantly evil, I guess it's hard to blackmail someone who's black-hearted, isn't it?
Yes, that's not a particularly useful way to go. Ah, but what you can do is give us information. Tell us all about the organization. Tell us all about the Dark Lord's plans. Yeah. I know you haven't met him directly, but surely some of that must filter down to you.
Dish tea.
Okay. Well, Carl has been preoccupied, I suppose, with... There's something happening on a river.
A river.
Carl's all uptight about the Funsti River.
And for listeners, Charlie's struggling a little bit just because he is viciously aroused. I mean, the rainbows, it's gotten worse.
He's also been very badly injured.
Yeah, he's bleeding and aroused, which is not a good combination.
It's actually making my blood pump harder, which is I'm bleeding faster than I probably should.
What time did the boat hit you? It was last evening, this evening past?
It was halfway between sundown and the zenith of the moon.
Arnie, weren't you in charge during that particular shift?
What? I had no idea that I've ever been in charge of where the ship is going. That might explain why it's taking us so long to get to Cadaver Falls.
I believe you're responsible
for
getting...
Cadaver Falls?
Yes. Yeah, Cadaver Falls.
I've got a message with that. It's re-Cadaver Falls. I remember that.
You have a message about Cadaver Falls? Re-Cadaver Falls?
Roderick is there.
Oh.
And that's where Roderick is.
I think that's where his office is.
Okay.
See, a waterfall is a very specific type of ecosystem because the water is churning constantly. It's very oxygenated. But it's...
He keeps turning it
also,
back to water stuff.
I
don't
want to
be rude, but we're going to take a quick break.
Yeah, can we somehow take a break?
I don't want to cut off Charlie's
explanation.
But we're going to be right back with some more Chunt for the Red Oh, he stopped.
Fascinating.
He's staring right at me. Arnie, go to break.
Okay, well, I'll push the brake button.
Oh, now you're in charge of the boat?
All right. I think, Chunt, I think we can sneak back from break.
Okay.
All right.
Mitochondria and this algae are just through the roof.
Oh, he's explaining biology?
So then...
Oh, no, he's sucked Usador in.
What happens, though, is that all of the algae can kind of different species can live colonially together.
There are different species of algae.
In the same colony,
yes. Oh, how interesting.
That's how it works.
Your mouth is so small.
Oh, thank you.
Is that an attractive feature amongst...
Yes, it is. I'm actually a pretty handsome dude.
Okay, well, that's not for you to say.
We'll take your word for it.
Yeah.
Now, do you...
I've been told.
You married a fish, but do you know other...
Did I ever?
Half amphibian, half human, half fish?
Mm-hmm.
It was... Creatures?
Not a ton. There's not a lot. I have 45 siblings.
You have 45 siblings? Yes. That's a lot.
Well, there was 500 or so of us, and most of the eggs got eaten shortly after spawning. And then some of the sprats got eaten.
Sprats?
Once we hatched from our eggs, my brothers and sisters were all consumed by larger fish. Only 45 of us made it to the...
Makes you think.
It does, you know.
And what gave 10%? What gave you the leg up?
Legs.
Literally.
Literally. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. I put a leg up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. From those 250, I'm sorry, those 100 and, well, 205 that got eaten, who do you miss the most?
Oh, you know, I didn't get a real good chance to know everybody, but Mike.
Yeah.
He was always quick with a joke. Mike, he was, oh boy. He told me one. He said, look out for the big fish.
Okay.
All right. Names are so funny, right? Names are so funny. It's weird. I don't think I've ever met a Mike that I liked.
He just said that was his favorite dead brother.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I lost track of the fact that this is a dead person. Dead
sensitive.
Fish.
That's so insensitive.
Sorry. I'm very sorry.
Why is he turning rainbows?
I'm angry now.
Oh, no. Wait, how do we differentiate?
I'm aroused with anger.
Oh, okay.
That's offensive.
Oh.
No, I need some bandaging.
Oh, well, I think we have some left over from when we had the mummies on. I think I have some.
I need sea bandages. We're going to have to get some kelp.
Kelp.
I need somebody.
Nature's band-aids.
I shall withdraw some kelp from the ocean using my amazing magical abilities.
He's just reaching over the side of the boat into the water.
He's just pulling weird shit out of the water and throwing it on the deck.
Thank you, sir.
Not your best work.
Amazing magic.
Thanks for the kelp. Thanks for all of your kelp.
Yeah, of course.
Glad to kelp.
We're here to kelp.
Truly, is that feeling?
Would you say that...
It's getting better.
Good. Would you say that we're even Steven? Would you say that we're...
I suppose.
Tit for tat?
No, good.
I suppose, yes.
So there's no... I just want to make sure that I'm not going to get a letter from a bird in 3 weeks or something.
I don't know. I mean...
Can you walk on it?
Can you put a price on someone's leg?
Sure. Earlier you said, what, 10 gold? Did you say that?
I don't...
Maybe I thought it. Maybe I thought to just give you... Here's 10 gold. P.S. Here's 10 gold.
Thank you.
I've bought a lot of leg bones. Those are usually about 7 gold, so I suppose with the meat on it, 10's pretty good.
And Usador, I forget, what's connected to the leg bone?
Leg bone's connected to the dick bone.
Dick bone, that's
what?
Right.
It's just a little ditty.
I don't want more answers on that.
Well, it's little, relative. It could be a big ditty. It could be a medium-sized ditty. Every ditty's different.
You know how your leg connects to your penis.
I'm sorry, you seem to start
Arnie,
to go out there.
You know
there.
How every time you pee, it runs down your thigh? Come on.
Well, yes, but that's not because I've got a dick bone. Just because...
What are these?
Penises?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay, interesting.
You two have never seemed more engaged this whole conversation.
Do you have a cloaca or a cloaca, however you say that?
No. Okay. I have an ovipositor.
Ooh.
What's that?
It posits ova.
Oh, yeah.
It's a...
Asked and answered.
And you've had it since you were a teenager?
Yes. Well, I've always had it. When you turn 12, you start to get scales around it.
Okay. Oh.
That's how you know.
Do you ever shave the scales to make it look bigger?
No, it wouldn't work. Sometimes you pause it over in the night, accidentally.
Oh see, overnight.
That's embarrassing.
Yes. Yeah.
So
I've stayed overnight.
The males of my species carry the eggs.
Nice. That's great.
Then you deposit them. Mm-hmm. You deposit them through your ovipositor.
Okay.
and then they get fertilized somehow. No one ever taught me that.
How did you figure it out? Was it just instinctual?
It just happens. You know, you watch it. Your first 12 years, you watch.
Yeah.
You watch it happening.
Watch and learn.
Oh.
And you're like, oh, that's okay. That's happening there. And then you do that.
It's funny. You know so much about algae, and yet when it comes to...
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a great irony of all I have of my brothers and sisters to learn from, and none of us, we're all in the same boat of ignorance.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, this might help you to use language you understand. The penis is sort of the estuary of the human body.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's where the salt of the body meets the fresh of the body?
Yeah. I mean, look, we've all got a brackish area.
Indeed. Indeed.
Guys, so, I don't know exactly what brack is. Brack? Boy. I mean, I know Brack, but it's like a guy with a weird mask who has a funny voice. But that's probably a different Brack, right?
Probably.
Brackish waters are somewhat salty, but somewhat fresh.
Yep.
Not the, quite saline.
The in-between state.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Kind of...
My metaphor holds up.
So you never knew your parents?
No, I was posited as an ova in a nest upstream of the feeding grounds. And then somehow my daddy or my mommy fertilized those eggs by spreading their seed into the water.
Mm-hmm.
That's so beautiful.
It seems like an oversight to incubate you right upstream from predators, from the feeding grounds, you said.
It's just how it goes, I suppose.
Survival of the fittest, huh?
Yes. Only the strong survive.
Oh. Charlie, can I ask you?
Yes.
Like, do you have any hopes and dreams for yourself?
Oh.
Like, you seem, as far as I can tell, you seem happy observing the estuaries, even though it is for the Dark Lord.
Yes. It is fulfilling work, even though, you know, like, you like your work, but you don't like your boss. It's that kind of thing. That's how I feel about it.
Back on Earth, my boss's name was Mike, and I've never looked at Mike.
Oh, boy.
Luckily, he'll never hear this.
He's got better things to do.
Surely we'll get back to him.
But no, I understand. Yeah. I mean... I mean, this is a fantasy world, so, like, this exact scenario would never exist on Earth. It's impossible that some organization that was charged with monitoring and maintaining the cleanness of our environment around our waterways would have a boss up at the top.
I don't
want
to cut him off,
evil.
But we should go to another break. I feel like Arnie's just...
We're really getting into the deep end here.
Oh, he stopped. He's looking right at me.
Guys, I can hear you.
You know, I've told you this before. I hate it when you call it a fantasy world. This is a real world, a wonderful world. It's not some dalliance of somebody's mind.
Mike was real.
Yeah.
Mike was real.
Mike was real.
And again, Mike died.
I'm sorry about Mike. I'm sorry I keep saying things about the name Mike.
Big fish.
Here's what we'll do to smooth things over, Chorley. If it's all right with you, and maybe Isidore, if it's all right with you, what we'll offer for next year's Chunt for the Red October, for our sixth Chunt for the Red October, is we're going to raise money for Mike, and we're going to sell some smoke bags. Is that okay, Isidore, if we sell some smoke bags? Isidore's smoke bags?
Sure. Okay. I'd love to smell some smoked bags.
Great. So that's what we'll do. Hopefully that's
Of Mike.
In memory of Mike.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So we good here?
I'm good.
Okay. Great. Before you go, is there anything you can tell us about the Dark Lord in terms of, like, maybe where does, like,
yes,
his
where
weak
he?
Spots
where is he?
Or, like,
we kill him?
Downfall or, like, what his pet peeves are?
This is seems like a silly detail, but we never have company meetings on Wednesdays.
Busy on Wednesdays.
Wednesdays are always a work day. You're not allowed to have any kind of meeting or birthday party or company picnic or anything can never be on a Wednesday.
This is good to know, guys, because if we ever say someday we have some plan to infiltrate the Dark Lord's forces on a Wednesday where we're pretending that we're there for a birthday party, now we know that that wouldn't work. And whoever maintains our wiki on Earth, definitely write that down.
And
no birthday parties on Wednesday.
We will need to know that later.
No, hashtag no birthday parties on Wednesday. If you're listening on Earth and your birthday's on a Wednesday, don't celebrate it. Please, please, for our sake, move it to a Tuesday, move it to a Thursday, move it to a Splurs Day.
Some people are very upset when they don't get to celebrate their birthday on the day, and I've always sort of felt like if you're celebrating around the day, you're roughly, you know, it's about celebration, not about a specific day.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Also, Chorley, just for S's and G's, Usor, do you mind giving us a spell that gives us all mustaches? Can you do that real quick?
Oh, sure. Yum, 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 yum.
Great. So, would the Dark Lord recognize us with this? Do we look different enough?
You look entirely different.
Oh.
Oh, great.
Do we, but does it work for us?
Does it? Do we pull it off?
Is it like?
I mean, you can see my gills. I'm quite aroused.
Oh, all right. But okay, good. Because, anger. You know, we put it on first as like a joke, as a disguise, but then we're like, you know what? Maybe this is our thing, giant mustaches.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm very aroused. Not with anger or with lust, but with admiration and jealousy.
Ooh. I'm going to draw a little mustache
on
Eggy Baby.
Hey, you know what, Usador? I know that he's not the type of animal that would have any hair on his body, but could you give Chorley a giant mustache?
Sure.
Ooh, right on the neck.
Oh, it's all scales.
Well, you want it, yes, you want it there beneath the gills. That's ooh, that's where those scales would grow
out.
Oh,
so you breathe out of your neck. I see. That makes sense.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I like this.
There's one on both sides, on both sets of gills.
It looks good. Yeah. It's a good look for you.
And you know, Chorley, I think that mustache, it just gives you like a real striking look. Like, you look like an important person, and I don't know, call me crazy. Like, take this advice or don't, but when you go back to your job maintaining the estuaries, you should really, like, dedicate yourself to rising up the ranks. You know what I mean? Take Carl's job. Take Roderick's job.
Oh, yeah.
Get up to those upper echelons.
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
Until you're really in the seat of power. And for no reason, I'm just going to take this thing and I'm going to shove it in one of your gills. It's going to keep you. It's going to keep that gill aroused, kind of always, forever. But
okay, can't promise I won't pull it out.
Okay,
can you promise you won't pull it out?
Cannot.
Can you promise you won't pull it out?
Can you promise to try not to?
I can promise to try.
You can or you won't.
Ouch.
You can't or you won't. Don't pick at it.
Oh.
It's just going to go in deeper.
Aha! I remember. Let me shrink down into my hand. I found my healing rock. Does it feel better?
Yes.
Did that help?
Oh.
That's nice.
It hurts
that's
and then comfy. It feels better.
It's comfy.
Well, we solved everything.
Ha ha! Another success for Usador the Blue and his new Wizards Guild.
Well, Chorley, thank you for... I guess I was going to say thank you for stopping by, but we sailed over you and almost killed you, and I'm sorry about that.
Oh, it's okay. Thank you for the healing rock and the kelp, and no thank you for hitting me in the first place, but I suppose it was nice to meet you.
Mm.
So there's that.
But in another way, didn't we save your life? Turning you away from the path of evil and back on to the path of light, where you shall become an integral part of the great plan to bring down the Dark Lord.
Perhaps.
I don't know that we actually...
I'm not sure.
Got him to...
Oh, yes. Those estuaries will be mine.
What? I don't know. We shouldn't focus too much on the estuaries. I feel like that's just kind of a big distraction.
Algae.
Oh, God. Fuck. You got... You're really into algae. Oh, no. This is going to be like that time you're really into salsa.
Oh, I haven't made salsa in a long time.
Here we go.
Roar.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, you know what? Chorley, hang out for a minute. We usually read emails at this point.
Oh,
hey,
right.
Listener, if you want to email me, you can always email me at magictavern@puppies.supplies. It's a real email address. If you want to get in contact with Usador, you can get him on Twitter.
Or you can take a leaf, a pure leaf that has just fallen off of the fall trees. Place it under your pillow. Kiss it 6 times. Fall asleep on it. In the morning, take the leaf out from under the pillow. Set it aflame and throw it at the nearest rodent you see until that rodent doth burn. Burn that rodent to death. And I'll respond.
Yeah, throw a flaming leaf at a rat and let us know how that goes.
Anyway, I got an email here to magictavern@puppies.supplies.
You got a what?
We're
on the boat, Arnie.
I got a C-mail.
Thank you so much.
All right. It's a poem that someone sent. I don't know if it was sent from Earth or from Foon or someone on Earth pretending to be from Foon. Regardless, it's called My Final Prayer, You Must Save Foon. the Dark Lord, he got bored, so he sent his orcish hordes to slay and kill at their own will, and every village blood would spill.
I'm going to start writing this down.
Sounds in a stronghold right. In the mountains cold, men and women did stand bold. With sword and fist we did persist. With all our might we did resist the Dark Lord. Me and my kin we could not win. As he arrived with deadly sin, I saw her fend, my bestest friend. But the Dark Lord's terror has no end. His eyes ablaze, he turned his gaze and struck me down with his mace. As I lied there in the cold air, with my last breath, I said this prayer. Known as Carney, leader of an army, all my strength I give you, Arnie. Companion's boon, let it be soon. I beg of you, you must save Foon.
Wow. Yeah. So, am I to understand that in their dying breath, they called out to you?
Yeah. They called out to me because I can save all of Foon with my invisible hands.
Who'd you say sent this email?
Here's actually a good point. If I get an email and you don't put your name at the bottom of the email, I'm going to assume you don't want me to say your email address or your name from your email address. So if you want me to say your name, put it on there. If you don't, don't. Now, if you want me to save all of Foon, know that I'm the person that can do that.
I really like the phrase, if you don't, don't. Yeah. If you don't, don't.
Name one use, just one.
The door?
For just invisible hands.
Picking locks.
Ooh. But the rest of you is right there.
Well, sure, but no one will see my hands, and I'll leave no fingerprints.
So they think they're just two wrists just rattling around a lock?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
But, you know, here's another thing, and this is a great poem, and I didn't really notice this until the wording at the very end. And bear with me as I try this out.
Oh, Arnie, when you said bear with me, Bug just popped up.
Oh, hey, Bug. Do you want to hear me? Let me try this.
Oh, he pulled out a knife.
Isidore is a show off.
You know Bear, Isidore?
Of course I know Bear. Yes, I wanted to relax, I guess, there.
Okay, so this is something I noticed about this poem, and I just want to try out and see if I'm right about this. The Dark Lord, he got bored, so he sent his orcish hordes to slay and kill at their own will. In every village, blood would spill. In a stronghold in the mountains cold, men and women did stand bold. With sword and fist, we did persist. With all our might, we did resist. The Dark Lord. The Dark Lord. Yep, yep. Especially at the end. Known as Carney, leader of an army, all my strength I give you, Arnie, companions, boon, let it be soon. I beg of you, you must save Foon. Yeah.
And that was your new segment called Things I Notice in a Poem?
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck were you doing?
There's a very important text on my world called Bust a Move.
Mm.
And I think it maps almost exactly to the rhyme scheme of Bust a Move.
So Bust a Rhymes?
No, Bust a Move.
But Bust a Rhymes.
Bust a Move. And if you want me to say Foon, want it? You got it.
Okay. Well, if you really want to party with me, put your hands where my eyes can see, so no invisible hands, if you want to party with me.
I don't know.
I have an email here. This is...
What?
I have a sea snail here. Hello, sea snail.
Oh.
Say hi.
Oh, that's my cousin.
Here you go. I'm so sorry. I have a sea male here. This is to chunt@gmail.com. Of course, you can email me at chunt@gmail.com. That's chunt with six T's. It's from Kathy. The subject says, new listener.
Ack.
And there's, you're being a real deal. And there's one word in the text, so it says new listener subject, and then in the body of the email it just says dying.
Oh no!
Let's send our thoughts out to Kathy.
Kathy, hang in there. Get caught up. Listen all the way to get caught up, because the most recent listens really help our listener numbers.
And we can't send a healing rock, but we can send a jar of clay. So that is sort of a healing rock. I feel like jars of clay is sort of a healing rock. So we're going to send that out to you, Kathy. We hope that helps you out. Otherwise, R.I.P.
Is there any chance that Kathy sent that email when she heard Arnie singing that song?
Let me check the timestamp.
What's the timestamp?
Says from 45 seconds ago.
Yep, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Me and Mike and we could not win. As he arrived with deadly sin, I saw a friend, my bestest friend. But the Dark Lord, Terra, has no... All right, it didn't work as well as I thought it would.
Good job sticking to the line.
It's like watching an Olympic gymnast execute a perfect balance beam routine until they slip on an open-faced hoagie they left at the end of the bar and fall into a pile of almost complete Lego Death Stars. It's like that. Yuzuru the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Shunt the Shapeshifter was played by Adol Rafai. Chorley Bensmaw, sub-minion creature from the Lackluster Lagoon, was special guest Joe Burton. His podcast, The Fowler Family Radio Hour, is coming soon. Concrete deadlines often invite productivity, Joe. Perhaps you've heard me wax indifferent about Earth games, our bonus miniseries where Arnie, Chunt, and Usador play various games from Earth. Well, the miniseries is finished, and if you've managed to avoid it, that's about to get harder, as a free episode will arrive this Friday in our main feed. Check out the first episode of Earth Games, where our air-quote protagonists play a game of Clue. Then, if you want to witness the theory of diminishing returns enacted in real time, listen to them play Settlers of Catan. They colonize Catan? Time to flip that studio space I've kept there for years. Scategories, code names, and more, by signing up at Stitcher Premium. Premium.com with the code MAGIC. You'll get a free month of premium access and won't have to hear any of the ads I spend valuable time rewriting and memorizing. Also, you'll be supporting our podcast, so we can bring you thousands of new episodes, all of which will take place on a boat. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Earwolf producer, Kimmy Lucas. This episode edited by Stefan Dranger. Special assistance by Ryan DeGiorgi. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Laban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. Sea Shanty version by Arnie Parrott. And now I'm supposed to find a black cat, cover it in pumpkin spice, put a sheet over it, and bury it under a pile of Hocus Pocus DVDs. It turns out I love fall.
Okay, I think I'm going to check in with that microphone I shoved into Chorley's gills. See if we can learn anything useful about the Dark Lord.
Yes, let us listen in and peer into his inner thoughts.
Oh, hello, little clams. How many do we have today? I think it's Scallop, you, oh, and an enemy, and an enemy, oh... You're so spiny.
Chorley.
Carl! Carl, oh, hi. Hello, Carl.
Chorley, I found a worm.
Oh, wonderful, Carl. I told you that I thought the worms were coming back to this area, so that's wonderful.
Watch it go.
How do you still have a job?
Fast forward!
Charlie?
I know we don't meet face to face very often, but It's me, Roderick.
Oh, Roderick, hello, sir. I've seen your name copied on so many messages.
Yes, I'm a little higher up the chain. I just came down to tell you, this isn't good news, Charlie.
Oh, no.
It's about Carl.
Really?
He's dead.
Carl is dead?
Carl is dead.
Oh, no. What? I hope nothing fell on him and cut him.
Well, it's a dangerous position when you get a little higher up in the estuaries department. There's lots of dangerous things that can happen to you.
I suppose you'll need someone to take over for Carl.
Hello, I'm Earl, Carl's replacement.
Oh, I was hoping that job would go to his son.
Oh.
Carl Jr. Look, pretend I'm not here. You, Earl, you're new here. You go ahead and you onboard Chorley.
Welcome aboard, Chorley.
Your name is Earl?
My name is Earl.
Now I magically compel your device to fast forward.
Hello again, Chorley.
Roderick, hello. Sir.
Yes, I know I don't come down here very often. It's been a little while, but I've got some bad news.
Oh.
Earl is dead. I don't. I'm so sorry. Don't tell anyone.
Hello. Look. I'm Earl Jr.
Oh, God. Look, both of you. First of all, Earl Jr., I'm so sorry. I've got occasional giggles, and this is not a charm. Please, nobody tell anybody that when I came in here to tell Chorley that Earl died horribly, that I just started laughing halfway through.
That's all a call for Merle Jr.
Merle Jr.?
I'm Merle Jr.
He's my boss.
Well, your boss is Merle Jr.?
Yes.
That's me. I'm the boss. When are we going to meet this beautiful wife of yours?
Oh, Joni? Oh, boy. She's spawning right now.
You always say that.
Yeah, see, you better believe it.
Charlie, give your wife away from Merle Jr. He's all fins.
I'm choking.
I just want to right now tell you, I don't want to make another trip. Merle Jr. died.
Oh, no. Oh, goodness. Well, maybe someone with some experience who has a young family to raise who's had too many furlough days recently, maybe should take over for him.
Did someone say Furl Jr.?
Oh, a Furl Jr.
Or furlough. Oh, I have a nice glass of furlough.
I sure hope no one's listening in on this, because this is going to go on like this for quite a while.
Yeah.
We all have such tiny mouths.
Teeny tiny. We're all very handsome.
Hello, everyone. I'm the new boss, Mike.
Fuck this guy.
I've never met a Mike I liked.
I wish it was Carl's Jr.
I already did that one.
Hardy's.
Oh, God, that was useless.
But the important thing is, we spied on something.